And let's get another perspective from France, from Régis Le Sommier. He's the deputy editor-in-chief of the weekly magazine Paris Match, and we've reached him in Paris. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
When you heard of this, and you must have heard of it almost as it was happening, what was your first thought?
Well, my first thought was a shock, because even though we've been hearing about terrorism potential threats to our society from January 2015 with the attack on Charlie Hebdo, but this comes as a particular moment where, even though the tone was somber and the mood of the French people is really dark, but with the element of the Euro 2016 of soccer, we had a sort of breathing in between.
Those are the European soccer finals that France has just hosted.
Yes, where our team made it to the final, and there was a sense of unity, and we were going slowly, you know, towards the hot day of summer, and then, you know, guess what? We, national celebration, 14th of July, we go, we all go see the fireworks, and on our way back, we, you know, look at our smartphones, and we heard that people were, that were doing exactly the same thing that we did have been butchered by some guy driving a truck in the crowd, and so it really came as some terrible weight on our shoulders, like we're being hit again.
Do you have a sense that security, after attacks already in Paris, a series of attacks in Paris and in Brussels too, do you have a sense that the government is not doing what it promised to do, which is beef up security?
Well, I think that the government must not be bluntly blamed for what happened this time around. On a number of key points, the government took measures in like sharing more information. And the place where I work, our entrance is more and more looking like an airport security check.
Right. And I must say, it's hard to imagine anything sadder than some of these images of baby carriages abandoned or destroyed.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at a picture last night. During the course of my career, I covered Iraq, Afghanistan, and more recently Syria. And I saw one of the pictures struck me, because there was this teenage girl, apparently, that, you know, you could see only the shape of the body because it was covered by a blanket. And next to her was a doll. And I thought to myself, the last time I saw something similar to that was in Palmyra in April, after the town was taken from ISIS by the Syrian government troops. In one of the streets among the rubbles over there was a doll, you know, next to bodies. And so that type of pictures, where you see a kid, you know, leaving and a doll in the middle of the rubble, this is war. This is a war picture. I don't want to over-dramatize the thing, but when you see such a thing on the street, it really relates to what you see usually in places like Syria or Iraq, much more than that beautiful place, La Baie des Anges in Nice. That's something you never see.
Régis Le Sommier is the deputy editor-in-chief of the weekly magazine Paris Match. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks.
And we'll have more on that attack in Nice throughout the morning here on Morning Edition, online at npr.org, and throughout the afternoon. Stay tuned. This is NPR News.